And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Maury Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 19th day of September in the year of our Lord, 2020. Beautiful, beautiful day here where we are in South Central Missouri, 50 degrees. The sun is shining. Extremely light breeze from the northeast, maybe 1 or 2 miles an hour. No rain expected for today. It's going to be a beautiful day weather-wise. Good morning, Maury and Rick.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Your weather the same as ours up there, Rick?
Yes, it is. 49 degrees. I would say clear sky, but of course I'm pretty sure I'm looking at the California wildfire smoke. It's been around here for a week or two.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen blue. Haven't seen blue in a while.
Beautiful sunset here last night because of it.
Yeah, would have been. Yeah. It does have, you know, if you're trying to start seeds, it is changing the game some. We'll see how that goes. I've got a lot of fall crop underway. The cold weather stuff in the germination phase. So let's see what happens there.
Well, that is excellent. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've had a busy week. Not that you probably care too much about that, but these mosquito netting masks, I had no idea what the demand for these things would be. We cannot keep the black in stock. I go pick up 50, and by the time I get home, doggone it, they're sold out again. So if you guys want them, get your orders in. Just go to ruralsurvival.life. That's rural survival, all one word, .life. And on the top or on the left-hand side of the page, in the left-hand column, you'll see a link to them there. Also, we got another link there just added. We're going to be selling a new product. We have a special guest coming on at the bottom of this hour, and we'll be talking about it. I think you guys are going to be impressed. If you live in the city, you might not have much interest, but take a look anyway. All right, Rick and Maury, what do we want to talk about during the next 20 or so minutes?
Mrs. Spencer, it's your turn.
Yeah, it's my turn. Oh, okay, we can go there. Let's talk about Turkey and Greece. Who in the hell cares about Turkey and Greece, right? Well, folks, it's like this.
Sounds fattening.
Yeah. Our Muslim friends in Turkey have decided they have the right to drill in Cypriot waters for oil. Well, Cyprus says no. Well, they've almost come to blows over it a few times. The jets are shadowing each other, each in the other's airspace, of course. We've got military vessels protecting oil. I guess the word is prospecting rigs, where they check to see if there's oil under the ground before they drill. Tensions are getting very high. We've got European Union getting involved as far as sanctions on Turkey. And what really complicates things are Turkey's a member of NATO. So we've got a staunchly Muslim country as a member of NATO. Talk about oil and water, folks. Not a good combination. So it's something to keep your eye on. Other things, South China Sea and Taiwan. Guys, now there, it's really getting tight. Tensions are at the boiling point. There's no reason to think that China is not going to walk in and just take Taiwan or try to very, very soon. The troop buildup is there. The infrastructure is in place. The logistics are in place. and right now China is testing Taiwan's defenses. What does that mean to you if they start a war over there? Well, it's like this, guys. We have an obligation to protect Taiwan. China knows this. It's common knowledge. But if China decides to go ahead and try to take Taiwan by force, the war is, by law, automatically on. This will not be pretty. Am I worried about us losing the war to China? No. Am I worried about damage and destruction, loss of life on our side? Yes, very much. So one more thing to keep your, you know, keep your mind on, or keep your eye on, I mean. Food shortages. Folks, there are no real food shortages. What there is bottlenecks in the transportation system. Right now, none of the railways are moving anything out of California. They don't have the capacity to do it with everything else moving around. A lot of our fruits, nuts, and vegetables not only reside in California, not everybody in California, but also the kind
we... I could have told you that. That's where all the fruits and nuts are kept, and the vegetables.
Yes, yes, they are, absolutely. But anyway, folks, there are bottlenecks. Same thing in trucking industry. Shipping industry is having some problems right now. A lot of it is honestly too complicated for me to understand. I'm a subscriber to what they call the JOC newsletter, which is all about maritime shipping matters. A lot of what I read, I don't understand, but the gist of what I'm getting is that we've got so many containers stacked up with no return trips back to China that they're running out of room at several West Coast ports to put them. They've stacked them as high as they can and as close as they can together. Now, there's something messed up there. What's it mean? I think it means we're not exporting anything. At least that's what I understand. Or, you know, that's what I believe to be the case. Not exporting anything is bad juju, guys. Okay, what else do we want to touch on, Lori? You got anything you want to talk about?
No, not really today. I'm just here. Slight headache, but I'm here.
Yeah, I understand. Lori ain't feeling too great, folks. Rick, anywhere you want to go?
Yeah, I've got an everything ache, and watch me go. Watch this. First of all, I would like to say, and I'm not somebody who is a butt kisser. I'm not a liar. I'm not going to pimp any product that I don't think that you guys shouldn't be looking at. But I will say this. Mr. Spencer was kind enough to send me several of his masks. Very impressive. Very impressive. There's nothing. I doubt I could have done it better. In fact, I probably would have done it worse. Very, very, very high quality product. And you won't be sorry if you buy them. I've got a birthday party to go to when we're finished here. I'm going to be taking the white and the pink with me and camo, because, we've got a couple small kids starting school. We'll run that past the head office and see how we do. The other thing I wanted to suggest is we have, Skylar Huddleston on. Now, Skylar Huddleston is the son, no, he is the heir to the throne of a part of England. No, I'm kidding. Skylar Huddleston makes products, metal products, like the rocket heater and the cook stove, which we're going to discuss later on. Once again, something I would never hesitate to recommend to you. I've got both of them, and the work is insane. Those guys just couldn't be any better at what they do. I have taken welding classes and other things like that. I can tell you that the quality of the metal and the quality of the welds is beyond compare. So once again, something that I wouldn't hesitate to recommend. As far as there being no real food shortages, I would probably take issue with that statement from one point of view. That is that they are creating food shortages right and left with weather interference, and of course their COVID bullshit, where they're basically stopping the transportation of the
right.
goods. So they're doing just about every, I call it sabotage. They're doing just about everything they can to sabotage the food supply. And so we have, what do we have? We have John Podesta and George Soros' food chain reaction game exercise in real time. So
exactly.
you can make whatever of this you might want to. You can say that we're doing the Chicken Little thing, fear porn. You go right ahead. But you're going, by the time I think that most people figure out that they've been in the sites, the trigger will have been pulled. They're going to close the cattle pen gate, and the only thing left will be the slaughterhouse, and that's where we're going to go. And that every single time you see something walking around with webbed feet quacking, it's a duck. Don't make up goofy excuses about how that may or may not be a duck, okay? You're going to have to blaze Pascal this thing. You're going to have to err on the side of caution. Let's say for fun that I'm incorrect, and you happen to have set aside some seeds, and you've got some food storage, and you've got some water storage, and you actually wind up wrong. I'm wrong. I was wrong. This has all just been, they're just trying to keep you safe by keeping you from getting food. Those police that chased everybody out of the farmer's market this week in Australia because two people weren't wearing a mask, it's all for your own good. This has nothing to do with food or establishing a normalcy in having massive numbers of police or military where at a food distribution point. You're just, don't even look at that. It's not that. They're just keeping you safe, and you're going to be fine. You know, look, this is probably what it looks like. Yeah.
While we're talking about Australia, I read one past few days. I haven't been keeping up with the news like I usually do. But in Australia, they arrested a young mother of two for making a critical comment about the lockdowns they've got in Australia. That was her only crime. And she put it on Facebook.
Yeah,
a critical comment of the lockdowns, the logic of the lockdowns. And they arrested her and took her to jail.
Yes. I don't know what in the hell is going on with Australia. They don't seem to be the kind of people that would put up with this crap. And I don't understand it, which makes me ask two questions. First of all, I guess they are the kind of people that will put up with this crap. They allowed themselves to be disarmed some time ago. And now, you know, they stand there chanting freedom while what look like 75 to 150 25 cops shoved everybody physically out of the market. So now you've got, they're going to be out of rice by Christmas, et cetera, et cetera. You've got James McCanny, Professor McCanny, suggesting that Hurricane Laura was parked over our rice crop on purpose to decimate our rice crop. So, you know, you're on your own. You know, you're either going to react, you're either going to find ways to feed yourself, or you're not. If you really are going to have a walk-on role in the Hunger Games, whether you like it or not. I feel it. It looks so obvious to me. I could, you know, I guess the question is, you know, my wife keeps saying, well, you know, I'm glad this is happening at the end of our life and not the beginning. Well, that's a clever statement, but you know, I have kids and grandkids. So,
right.
You know, what they say, if you want to compliment a parent, compliment the child. By the same token, if you want to insult somebody, insult the child. That's a real fast way to get somebody's attention, is attack their kids. So I feel, there's about a 10x magnification here when I think about what they're doing. What they're doing to me is one thing. What they're doing to the kids and grandkids, that's something entirely different. I'm not happy about this. My bringing this up to you guys here on this show, you will either listen and react, or you'll go get another cup of coffee and watch Hoops all weekend. It's up to you. So that's enough about that insanity. Hey, here's something before the break I want to mention. With regard to religion and Catholics, this is interesting. You may find this interesting. Of course, I know that our constituency probably carries with it a certain group of Catholic haters, and that's just swell. You're wasting your time. But I want to say this. You know, Catholics are nothing more than a cross section of America. It's a very large group of people, and they're incredibly diverse. We have people that actually call themselves Catholics for choice. If you can picture this. These are people who, they think they're Catholic, but they think they get the right to abortions. So my wife likes to watch this one particular, and the reason I'm bringing up the diversity of this particular group is that the people that I associate with, we don't play that game. Homie, don't play that. She was watching a priest who was talking, and he said, I can tell you exactly how many Catholics voted for Barack Obama? Zero. So what is he saying there? He's saying that you are on one side of the fence or you're on the other, but you don't get to be on both, and you don't get to espouse non-Christian values and call yourself a Catholic, because a Catholic is a Christian. So I do have another thought on the matter, and that is, how many Christians then voted for Barack Obama? Then is the number zero?
Good question.
I can make a point that the number zero.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It should be if it's not. Now, Ori and I, both of us, were within 10 feet of Barack Obama before he was elected president the first time. I watched the man, I watched his mannerisms, and I decided right then and there that I wanted no part of this guy. They used to call it vibes. He gave off very bad vibes to me. What do you think, Lori, on that? Okay, well, we got a break, folks. As we get back, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why.
Never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. All right. You
were going to comment, Lori.
Yeah. Let's see. How do I put this? You could take Obama, Hillary, Biden, Pelosi, throw them all in the trash, and that's about how I feel. Okay.
In other words, you didn't like the looks or feel of him either.
No, I don't like the looks of any of the ones I just mentioned. I don't like what they have to say to the nation as a whole. I don't, you know. I don't think
Let's
that they have the best.
Like it is. Lori, I think I can sum it up for you. They're evil. We know it. We don't like evil. Therefore, we don't want anything to do with them. Is that about correct?
I just don't think that they have the best interest of the nation at heart. I think it's all greed on their part. So I guess
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you.
There is one other thought on the matter, and I've heard this, and I can't say it's not true, or like they say in the movie The Quiet Man, a I can't say it's true, and I won't say it's not, but there's been talk. The other possibility is that even though most people are not aware of it, your angel can communicate with you, and your angel can communicate with other people's angels. And when you're around somebody who is just exuding evil, you're going to get subliminal messages in other ways, say through your angel or et cetera. And it's you can call it a vibe if you want to, but I think it's much more than that. I think it is angelic outrage. So, you know, you can have it in any way you prefer it, but when you see something or feel something like that, I would very strongly suggest that you step off briskly because you're probably in the wrong place.
I agree with you, Rick. I really do. So, you know, I hadn't looked at the angel aspect, but I'm sure you're right, and I have no reason to doubt it.
Well, there are a couple people that I know exactly who they are and where they are, and I am convinced they're demonically possessed. And when I get anywhere near them, the feeling is something like a nervous breakdown. You can sense that they're going internally, they're going absolutely insane, and it is a feeling. It's indescribable. It is a feeling unlike any other, and they cannot abide my presence, and I do not like theirs either. So I do believe that there is something more going on than just I have a hunch this person's up to no good. I think it goes way deeper than that. Hey, what happened to Mr. Huddlestar? I thought we were going to have him right here.
Well, I haven't heard that he's called in. I did email him to remind me, to call in at 10:30, and I didn't get a response back, but that's not real unusual from Sky. So I'm hoping remembers.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's not sneaking in. It's not their style. I will say this. I did measure my rocket heater, I think it was yesterday morning, to make sure I understood. I believe the stack, the exhaust, is 6 inches. So I do need to lay my hands on a 6-inch through-the-wall kit. It's not going to be particularly useful to turn this thing loose in the house without an exhaust port. So we're going to have to look into that. And the through-the-wall kit is just what it sounds like. You cut a hole in the wall, and it goes through your wall, and it's an insulated tube so that you don't catch your house on fire, and that's that. And then the stack is up to you. You can just use regular flue pipe for that. You use regular flue pipe from the stove to the through-the-wall kit, and then turn 90 degrees and go straight up with regular flue pipe to finish it up. And then, of course, you want a rain cap up there, of course.
Yep. Well, folks, we've got a break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. We are hoping Mr. Huddleston calls in. Anyway, back at three, folks.
Can't put it off another day. I don't care what others say. They think we don't listen anyway. Time has come today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Seen lonely times when I could not find a friend.
And welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Thanks, Ken. Love your choice of music today. Okay, guys. I don't believe our guest that we were waiting for has come on yet. So,
well, I was afraid last week when we talked about it that might happen. And I'll tell you what's going on, guys. He is back-ordered on rocket stoves and these stovetops. And he and his dad planned on catching up on everything this weekend. And when we talked about it, I was afraid he might forget. You know, just get in there working, doing mass production. And I honestly believed he might forget it. But we're going to talk about this anyway, folks. Now, if you're sitting in front of your computer, you might want to go to ruralsurvival.life. That's ruralsurvival.life. In the left-hand column, you'll see a link right below the one for the mosquito netting mask that will take you to a page on our site. And it's all about this product we're going to be selling. Now, the pictures on it are absolutely horrible. I even put a note at the very top of the article I wrote explaining why the pictures are bad. But you can get a basic idea of what this critter looks like. You'll be getting nice, new, shiny steel. The pictures of what I got show a lot of surface rust because until now, I haven't been able to do anything with it, but Lori's already hired the labor, and this thing is going to get ready to start being put up this week, which I'm really and truly looking forward to. All right, now, Rick, you got me this critter, and I will be forever grateful. And it is, in fact, we're going to be building the form box for the firebox for starting Monday or Tuesday. One, I don't remember which day I'm going to pick up my new rocket stove or our new rocket stove. Now, you're the designer of this. How about giving our listeners some of your thinking that went into the design of this?
Yeah, not a bad idea. Yes, what happened there was because of my predilection, my pension, for those of you in France, for off-the-grid stuff, for self-sufficiency, I found myself watching a lot of people who cast iron cooked, et cetera. And so you're going to have people like Johnny Nix, one of my favorites. I've got some of his stuff. Also, one of my favorites, a guy who now has a million subscribers, amazing, Cowboy Kent Rollins. Watching Cowboy Kent Rollins, he has a device. I believe he calls it Bertha. It is a 300-pound steel box that stays outside, and it's got the top of it looks like a wood cook stove. It's got the eyes that you can pop out just like on any wooden cook stove, and on the end there is a door that you can feed Bertha. He is a cowboy camp cook now turned television sensation. He beat Bobby Flay, which may have been a setup, who really cares, making chicken fried steak. And if anybody can make chicken fried steak, it's probably Cowboy Kent Rollins. But looking at Bertha, I thought, look, you know, if we ever have a problem, you know, you can't keep cooking things all day long on an open fire because it's after a while, you know, around here, and it's up to you guys what you do, but if I cook up a brisket or something, you know, a big heavy-duty smoked brisket, after a couple days of eating smoke, the first couple times is wonderful. After a while, I'm like, I don't think I want to taste smoke again for a little while. I mean, I'm getting kind of smoked out here. So you get to thinking about it. So what am I supposed to do about pancakes, eggs, and all the other things that I don't want to taste like smoke? Okay, so what if we made a cooktop that was like the top of Bertha, but it was a large flat piece of steel with the same eyes and everything, different sizes, little, medium, and big, that you could use as a cooktop. You put a wood fire under this thing, or charcoal, or whatever it is going to be, and you can cook, and your food doesn't necessarily have to smell like oak, hickory, or pecan, or cherry, or apple. Okay, so that's kind of the theory behind the whole thing. Now, what happened then thereafter, and I had the Huddlestons who make the Liberator rocket heater make up a prototype from a drawing that I made. So what I wound up with was exactly what I wanted. It was the basically the top of a large wood stove. But it was big. It was like 4 feet by 5 feet. What they did was they took it down in size a little bit, but then they improved my design. And what they did was they made it so that there is a which has cook eyes in it, but you can pop that thing out, and then they've got this magnificent industrial grade grill that you can drop into that slot, so that if you want to barbecue, and I mean the rods are like a half inch, right? I haven't seen yours in a while, but the rods, the bars in that are like they're like lifetime. You know, you're just not going to find.
Yeah. They're stout enough that you could use it for a brush guard on, you know, a four by four going straight out through the woods.
Yes.
You know, I'm not talking about on paths. I'm talking about going through the brush. It's that heavy.
Oh, it's a beast. I mean, they over-designed this thing by some distance. It is, you know, in my opinion, military grade. But the great news about that is that at that point, when you're finished barbecuing, you take that big, heavy grill back out and you drop in the plate, which has your cook eyes, and you're back to basically cooking on a wood stove where you're not barbecuing, you're cooking. So, you know, if you want to cook other things, and, you know, I know how fond you people are of quiche and souffles and all that kind of thing, you can make that now without having it be a smoky mess. That was the concept behind this thing. That the Huddlestons went 2.0 on my design and, in my opinion, created something truly beautiful and functional. And that's, you know, I'm not trying to oversell this, but, man, is it impressive. There's just nothing like it on the market that I know of.
I absolutely agree with you. Now, I don't think we're going to get rich selling these things. In fact, I know we're not.
No, probably not.
No, we're not. But this is something that people might like. Like I said, you know, the city probably wouldn't have much use for this. But if you got
What you say that, and yet my son has a $1,200 Traeger grill. So, you know.
Well, you're right. They could.
I mean, there are people, and then you've got the big green egg, which is, I forget, $1,000 to $1,500. Even the knockoff of the big green egg, which is the Kamado, is like $700.
All right. Well, so what were you saying, Warren?
I was just agreeing with Rick. The green egg's not cheap.
No, it's not.
No. But it is.
Well,
go ahead, Rick.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's fine. It, you know, that's a gigantic ceramic egg, for those of you that, probably everybody knows what it is. But it is a great piece of equipment. The Traeger is insane, too. It's a pellet-fed grill whose temperature you can control with your telephone if you would like to do that. And my son loves to cook from work. I guess it is one of those things like, you know, having a corner office. You know, you get to look outside. And what's as good as having a corner office, being able to cook brisket, from your desk. For those people who there, it's not just a country situation. I don't think, I mean, you would be just absolutely just dumbfounded at what people are paying for barbecue equipment.
Well, folks, the price on this is going to be $1,225 if you pick it up in Bourbon, Missouri. Now, if you want it shipped to you, the shipping is $300 anywhere in the continental United States. This includes liftgate service. In other words, you don't have to have a forklift to pull this thing off. I forgot what the actual weight of all of it is. I think it's right about 200 pounds.
Yeah, I was going to say you and I picked it up.
Yeah, we did. And make a long story short, folks, the shipping company will take and call you, make an appointment when you want it delivered, where you want it delivered, and they will set it, you know, right where you want them to. So it's really a good deal, much cheaper than going and picking it up if you live a long ways away. I'm going to pick up my rocket stove either Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm not sure which day. This guy's supposed to call me and let me know. But thankfully, it's already bought and paid for. But anyway,
well, that's going to be just about as much fun as a brand new baby boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Still haven't decided where we're going to put it, though.
Somewhere near the wall, I suspect.
An outside wall. That's what I told Ori. Pick it, but it's got to be an outside wall. I want to put it close to the fireplace so we can run the pipe right up the chimney. And by the way, folks, interesting point on those rocket stoves, the maximum exhaust temperature is only 210 degrees. So I found that interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it is interesting because, this is where Skylar Huddleston would have been handy here this morning. The getting away from the cooktop and moving over to the rocket heater, I have a couple things to say about that. First of all, this thing is UL rated and it is catalytic. That is to say, it has what it's doing is it's double burning the fuel. It's double burning the fuel to and in such a way that it comes out smoke free. They're burning the smoke using
right.
the carbon and the energy out of the smoke and reburning that. It's a regasification situation, if I'm getting that correct. And so this thing burns at temperatures inside that are really high, really high. I mean, much hotter than a fire. But then the exhaust is cool. For those of you who are forward thinking, years and years ago, and I have discussed this with Sky Huddleston on the John Moore Show, these things were originally made using 55-gallon drums. But, you know, the problem with that is that they only last so long because the 55-gallon drum is pretty thin-walled. The Huddlestons are using boilerplate. So, you know, basically you've got a lifetime deal going on there. If you're going to make a rocket stove out of 55 drums, you're going to have to redo it every few years because it'll get a hole in it.
And if that hole's in the back and you don't catch that hole being there, well, guess what happens to your house?
Well, that or you're going to start smelling a lot of weird stuff. But the idea there would be that this is the rocket technology is like it's what actually okay. So if you were to buy a Vermont Castings high-end wood stove, this is all that's actually legal these days. They made the old wood stoves actually illegal from the particulate size, and I gave up trying to memorize particulate sizes, but the concept is if they want to come and you're trying to heat your house in a grid down situation, you've got an old wood stove, and they see your smoke from a ways off, they can come and take your stove away if they would like. That's the implication because you're breaking the law. And probably at that point, I'm sure they'd either like to take you away or shoot you if you resist, that sort of thing. So what is going on here is the Vermont Castings high-end stoves do a double burn. They're catalytic as well. They're also insanely expensive. So what's going on here is that they're using a similar technology with the rocket heater, but much older technology. If you look on the Internet under the name Ianto Evans, I-A-N-T-O, Ianto Evans, mass rocket heater. There is an actual book there you can download. And this gal, what they do is they take a rocket stove, and then they build a large stucco bench seating area.
Hey, Rick.
Seating area.
Yep. Rick, hold that thought. We got a commercial.
Yeah, we'll finish this up.
Yeah. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. We'll start taking calls.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Out of town on a boat going to Southern Islands, sailing to reach before a following sea. She was making for the trades on the outside and the downhill run to Papeete. Off the wind on this heading live,
the survival show here on RBN. All right, Rick, I'm going
to
let you go ahead and finish what you were saying, hon.
Yeah, let's wrap up the technology of the rocket stove heater. But what they would do is you build a mass, technically out of something that is masonry, stucco will certainly be sufficient. And what this gal was doing was, and you can see the pictures on the internet, she was making a big kind of a hobbit style two wall seating area. It's very, you know, obviously done with her hands, so the edges are very round and smooth, so it's very sculptural. But when you do this, you will put your exhaust pipe right through the middle of the mass, and then when you come out the other side of your seating area, the exhaust pipe exits the wall and then goes out 90 degrees and up. But what happens is that you're using the rocket heater technology, which is scientifically advanced. You're warming the mass, okay? Hence the term mass rocket heater. You're warming the mass, and when that mass gets warm, it stays warm for a very long time. And there are people heating homes for very little money. In fact, what they're doing because of the EU and their oppressive freedom stealing ethics, there are people bringing home the components for these things in their briefcase, building them inside their European apartments, and running it out the window to heat their apartments because, as I said, the exhaust is invisible. So nobody knows that they're doing it until they leave, at which point I'm sure that the apartment manager says, and comes with a free mass rocket heater. So yeah, that's the one, that's the unit you would want to rent. But so if you wanted to take Skylar Huddleston's Liberty rocket heater, no, what is it? Liberty, yeah, Liberty.
Liberator.
Liberator, thank you. Liberator rocket heater and build a mass in your cabin, in your house, somewhere. And, you know, she's got it decorated with lovely pillows and all this. It's really something to see. You should look at it. And then hook that to that. Two things happen. First of all, Sky Huddleston will tell you that at that point it loses its UL rating, but you're increasing the efficiency by many times, and the amount of fuel that you need to heat your house. And by the way, the Liberty rocket heater will heat your house for about a fifth, using a fifth of the amount of wood that you would use with a wood stove. Now you can use even less, and I hear
right.
Saying.
Yep. Okay, folks, call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We're going to start taking calls after the break. Folks, if you want a rocket heater, you can go to John Moore's website, thelibertyman.com, libertyman.com. Click on product, drop-down menu. You'll see the Liberator rocket heater link. Click on that. Go from there.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.